Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, the whole Christian church is celebrating the birth of Jesus. Why? He's just a kid who was born in a stable in a little town of Bethlehem in the middle of nowhere. His birth was 2,000 years ago. It doesn't make any sense. But yet year in and year out, we celebrate and rejoice over this babe of Bethlehem. Because we know why. As God's Christians, we know exactly why we celebrate. It's because Jesus is the light shining into the darkness of the world. Because, more importantly, he is the light that brings life. This is what God intended to begin with. There once was light and life that lived in his very first people, Adam and Eve. And God designed that life and that life to last forever. God's intention that would be that they would never die. That their entire life they would just live and bask in his glory. However, this light, this life, it could only exist inside of Adam and Eve as long as they remained sinless. And as their lives continued, what happened was Satan had plans. Satan's plan, as it always is to snatch that light from them. And so he comes to them, and he tempts them, and he twists the truth of God's word into a lie, and he lures them away from the life and light that they were given, and he convinced them that there was something better than what the eternal God had to offer. And so what happens? Their light gets snuffed out. It's extinguished. Because that's what sin does. It snuffs out the light and life within each person. Sin brings darkness. Sin brings death. It caused death for Adam and Eve. It caused death for their children and their children and their children down the line on the generations through Abraham, through David, in fact, even to now. Death exists for one reason, sin. And yet for some reason, we still try to convince ourselves that we're holy people, that we have light on our own accord, that somehow this light that Satan was able to snatch away from humanity, that somehow we can reignite it with the right excuse or the right justification or the right action or the right word. Maybe if I am a good person, you know, I might not be perfect, but if I'm good enough, then somehow that light will be reignited in me. And ultimately, it's because we want to be the creators of our own life and light. But if we're honest with ourselves, that was exactly Adam and Eve's problem. They were given perfection. They were given this light, and yet they decided they didn't want it. And so they threw it all away for a lie. God offers us the light. Do we want it? Of course we do. I mean, today especially, and the day before Christmas, of course we do. But we go through these cycles in our life, just like we see these cycles in the Old Testament, where sometimes we're so faithful. And then other times in our lives, we struggle with faithfulness. Sometimes in our life, we realize that God can be the only light. That Jesus can be the only light. And other times we think that we can do it on our own. But it never works. It never works on our own. In fact, if we keep on convincing ourselves to do this, we keep perpetuating over and over all that darkness that we see in the world. If we could really do something about it on our own, well, then we could solve the problem of death. We could solve the problem of suffering. We could solve the problem of pain. We could solve the problem of pandemic or civil unrest or all of the other plethora of things that we've had to deal with this year. But we can't. We need God to be the light. And the only way to do that is to realize that there is something broken about this world, that there is something broken inside of us. Because when we see and understand this truth, we understand why Christmas is so important. Because as that sin gets carried down from Adam and Eve through the generations, it comes to a person called Jesus. He becomes a new light and a new life that is brought forth into this dark world. And in his birth, sure, he looks like a regular baby. He looks like any other human who has ever been born, but Jesus' life and his light would be different. It wouldn't get snuffed out like Adam and Eve's. It wouldn't get snuffed out like their children. It wouldn't get snuffed out like all of those generations before. Instead, what he would do is he would restore one thing necessary for humanity to have their light again. Holiness. That's what Jesus brings. And with holiness comes eternal life and eternal light. You remember what the angel said to Mary? We heard it just a few moments ago. To Joseph. He said, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Save the people from their sins. And he does it how? But the Holy Spirit. This is how Jesus is conceived, and this is what he delivers throughout his life. And of course, this right here, it's just the beginning of what Jesus does. I mean, he's a little baby. He really doesn't do much. But we see how his life unfolds. We see how sin tries to snuff him out as the eternal life, but never succeeds. We see how Satan comes to him just as he came to Adam and Eve and tries to snuff out his light by misleading him, by twisting the truth, and by trying to miss out on what God said for a lie. And yet what happens? But he perseveres over Satan's attack. Jesus comes and he travels amongst the broken and the sinful and the suffering. And what does he do? But he heals. He raises the dead and he delivers the truth of salvation. And of course, even as he enters the end of his life, we see the light of the world nailed to a tree, crucified, hanging bloody there on the cross. And what happens in that moment but darkness falls on the earth? I mean, everything we see in that moment, it seems to lead to this fact that Jesus has been conquered, that finally Satan snuffed out the light of Christ. And yet we know the rest of the story too. Because Jesus doesn't remain dead. He comes back to life. He bursts forth from the tomb as if the light had never died at all. He does it for you. Because this is the way to eternal life. Because this is the way to salvation. Because this is the only way to fix a world that has been broken by sin. My friends, you are forgiven. You are holy because you have been given the light of Christ. That light which the darkness will never dispel. This is why we rejoice today. This is what Christmas is all about. Jesus comes to be your light, to restore life and light to you. And you can be certain that even if you have to enter into death just as he did, that you too will be raised from the dead. That's a wonderful message. That's a wonderful promise. But it has to start somewhere. And it starts on Christmas. My friends, Jesus has been born into the world, a broken world. And so we shouldn't try to convince ourselves that we can fix it on our own, but cling to what he has done. In his birth, in his life, his death and resurrection. Whatever reason God has brought you here tonight, on the eve of Jesus' birthday, we celebrate with candles, with singing, to remember that even as a little baby, Jesus is the light of the world. Merry Christmas. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.